Monday, March 21, 2022, Dakota County Board of Commissioner meeting at 3 o'clock p.m. The meeting will be recessed to the joint annual city school county meeting at the South Sioux City Public Library at 5:30 p.m.
Nice to orient. I'm sticking to
it. More costs.
Yeah,
I know. Another reason to look at Maple.
Where is
he's in Arizona.
I'm going to give up on that idea.
All right. I have 3 o'clock. I'll call the Dakota County Board of Commissioners to meeting. We will recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Joan.
Robert Giese.
Here.
Scott Love is absent. Janet Gill.
Here.
Larry Albanicious.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Scott. He let me know that he was going to be gone. Thank you.
Janet.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear about any item not on the agenda, and the chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Is there anyone wishing to speak on an item not on the agenda? Nope. All right. We will move on then to item number two is the consent agenda, which consists of approval of the previous meeting minutes from March 7th, approval of payroll claims, which I went through today myself, approval of accounts payable. Larry and myself went through those earlier today. Also, the approval of officials' reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and clerk of district court. Any questions on those? If not, I would entertain a motion on the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda.
All right. A motion by Janet, seconded by Larry. Call the roll, please.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
All right. Item E under new business is a public hearing for the purpose of support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, or observations of taxpayers relating to amending the budget authority for insurance fund 1275 by increasing the fund in the amount of $600,000 for the payment of unanticipated medical claims. So at this time, Joan, do you want to comment on that before I ask for any input?
We've just had a lot of medical claims this year. The budget authority, the budget is over 80% spent, and I would hate for anybody's insurance claims to not get paid in a timely manner, so I'm trying to anticipate that. I have worded the resolution that those funds not get taken from inheritance tax and transferred into the insurance fund unless needed. And so just asking that the budget authority be there in anticipation of claims. We have also just renewed our insurance. We have two lasers. One for $375 and another for like $150, or was it $375 total? Anyway, those lasers, of course, we're now paying all insurance for the two people that were lasered. So, and we were getting that back. So we're absorbing our lasers, our specific deductible. We're starting our budget year over 3-1, so for the insurance.
and next year we can work on getting the price from NACO or Blue Cross Blue Shield if we get started at the right time to get them the
right.
correct paperwork.
In August, I have it on my calendar.
I think it'd be a really good idea to look into that and see how cost effective both options would be.
So these lasers, they are effective, like, because our insurance year starts March 1st. So we're 80% spent with 3 months to go with the current year, current fiscal year?
Yes.
Current fiscal year. So we got three months.
Budget year.
But yeah.
What? I'm not sure how.
Yeah, because I know they don't fiscal coincide. So I was hoping we weren't 80% over
no.
at 32 weeks into our.
No.
Okay. With 3 months left, we've spent 80%. So you're giving us some extra
right.
good extra cushion.
Yeah,
we're looking for.
Yep.
Okay, makes sense.
I had a budget of 1.4, and we've spent over 1.2.
Okay. Okay. In 9 months.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Any other questions from the board? If not, I would ask in the hearing process if there's anyone wishing to speak in favor of the amending the budget. Seeing none, anyone wishing to speak in opposition? Seeing none, we will close the hearing then at 3:06 and move on to item F for the board to approve or not resolution 22C006 allowing increasing insurance fund 1275 by $600,000 for the purpose of making payment for anticipated medical claims. So that is follows the hearing that we need to do to amend the budget.
I'll make a motion to amend the budget. Does it say in here just as needed? I think it does, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to exceed $10,000 as needed for payment of health, dental, and administrative expenses.
I might have been the right one.
The very bottom line here. Yeah, as needed. But no.
Well,
the resolution, yeah.
As
yeah,
needed.
The second.
Yeah.
So it's not all in once.
As
we
needed.
Don't need to pull across.
I am not
200. Okay.
Taking it out of there if we don't need to.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you're very conscientious of that. That's good.
Okay.
I like it.
Did you make a motion, Janet?
I make a motion to accept resolution 22C-006.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Janet, seconded by Larry. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All right, moving on to item G, Andrew Forney, D.A. Davidson, requesting approval of resolution 21C-007, approving, adopting, ratifying, and affirming the execution of a lease purchase agreement with NACO Leasing Corporation for acquisition of property a 2022 John Deere Motor Grader. Andrew, hello.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for having me back. Yeah, so today we have the resolution to authorize the county to enter into the NACO lease purchase. I think the timing is actually pretty good on this. Interest rates have been going up a little bit. In fact, we were able to lock this in a few weeks ago, and the interest rate is 1.85% on this one. I think the 10-year treasury or even the 5-year treasury today is about 2.1, and so the timing is really good. Interest rates have gone up almost 40 basis points in the last 2 weeks. So the timing is good. We have a buyer approved. I have closing documents today that I've left with Joan if we were to approve this today. And so it'll be all locked in and ready to go.
Okay. Any questions for Andrew from the board?
So this is the repayment schedule here, so semi-annual payments.
Did you have copies for any...
I do. Do you want me to hand these out?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was what he sent me
quite a
So when we first set them up.
I don't know if that's may possibly changed a little bit.
Yeah, the interest rates have gone up a little bit since when we first set it up.
Yep.
There's probably a date in the bottom left corner of that. What is the date?
June 19th.
Yeah.
Or January 19th. Yeah.
That one is a little dated. This one.
Okay.
This one is this morning. Let's see. Make sure I'm handing out the right thing here. Even back November, December, interest rates were near all-time lows still, and they really are relatively low still, but they've gone up just a little bit since we first set this up.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, here's one first. Okay.
So yeah, the repayment schedule is on page 2.
Has this been delivered yet, this grader?
No.
No. But it's anticipated.
Right.
August? One question I have
somewhere.
Relates to the I know one of the things we struggle with is cash flow some months.
Mm-hmm.
Are these good months for us, Joan? June and December? As far
yes.
as cash flow? I mean, I know there's some dry months that are a little.
Yep.
Yep.
We're okay with that. December, a lot of times we get that people paying their taxes
at the end of the year, so there's some.
Yeah. And then May, we get the influx in May with payments. Good.
And these are normal, our normal payment schedules, the June and December.
That's kind of how we've typically set them up in the past.
Okay.
You know, one thing to keep in mind for the future, though, the nice part about this NACO program that we do is we can really have a lot of flexibility with payments. You know, I have some counties that do a monthly, some counties that do one a year, and any month is possible. It's just however we can dream it up. So if we ever want to change these for the future.
That's good to know.
Yeah, happy to do that. So.
And we do have some flexibility. We have other ones that come due on different months.
Yep. Between the roads department and the sheriff's department, some of them are set up differently, but usually we try and stay consistent between departments. One other thing I just bring up briefly, usually when I come and talk about these, I just double check to make sure that if any of the refunding opportunities are available. I like to just make you aware that I'm watching them. You do have a bond in 2017 that's going to be callable, a roads bond. It's actually callable in October, and so that's something that we'll continue to keep an eye on if it makes sense to refinance if rates stay low. Looks like it might make sense now, but there's still a little time before you'd be able to do that.
This coming October.
Yeah, this coming October. And it's something you'll want to think about in conjunction with the financing that you're doing or looking at for the GL. I know that's not a sure thing by any means yet, but they likely won't interfere because one would be taxable and one would be tax exempt, but there's a lot of considerations, so you just want to be mindful.
Okay.
All right, anything else for Andrew or questions from the board? If not, I will make a motion to approve the lease purchase agreement for a new grader.
Second.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Troy. Call the roll, please.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Troy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item 3 under miscellaneous, Jolene Googles, Highway Superintendent Road Report. Hello, Jolene.
Hello.
Hi, Jolene.
Hi.
We had 292.5 hours of grading, 31 hours on tree removal, 4 hours picking up garbage, 11 hours hauling gravel into the yard, 28.5 hours on sign repair. The road concerns, we had 4 of them on 200th, Flybird, O Avenue, and L Avenue. The Pope Bridge, will be let on April 7th at 1:30. So that's finally in motion. Any other questions?
What are we paying for the current aggregate we're buying from LG Everest? How much a ton?
Boy.
Last year was $23.50 or $23.80.
I think it's right in that range, yeah.
$25.
I talked to Brent about it this morning.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, he had the price sheet, but
I think it was around
$25.
For the three-quarter clean?
Yeah.
I think that's what it said.
And then, is there a reason we don't buy crushed concrete instead of that? Is it so much cheaper?
We are just getting what we can where we can. A lot of times the crushed concrete isn't available. I think he said there's some available again now.
No, there is.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It's still all from LG Everest.
And there are a few people that don't like the concrete dust.
This is the real
the good stuff.
Good stuff, yeah.
Okay.
And $20 a ton. And we're paying $20. That's $5 a ton. And in the course of the work, we're doing probably 20,000 tons.
Yeah, that adds up real fast.
So $100,000 a lot of beer.
Do you do that, Jolene, or does Brent buy that? Or do you guys talk about?
Kind of depends with the crushed concrete when that's available. You know, kind of figure out what's a good deal. Some places we have to weigh in at a CVA, which they charge us about $5 a load, which is a lot cheaper than some of the other places wanted to charge us. So they work real well with us. And we used to do gravel bids, but back when we had that flood 2 years ago, no, 2019, that was more than 2 years ago. It was take what you can get where you can get it type of thing. And that's when we started doing more of the crushed concrete and different things like that. We talked to LG Everest about doing gravel bids again, see if they would work with us on price. And they were kind of pretty much set on the price sheet that they give out in December every year or so.
Is that for a year or how long is that?
We used to do it from April 15th to April 14th of every year. Why April? I'm not sure. But we could sure look into that again.
So somebody like LG Everest, do they change? Can they change tomorrow with a new price? Do they change daily or do they set them for a...
No, I'm pretty sure they just set them. He sent us the list in December, and that's good for this year.
Okay.
Granted, no natural disasters come up and we can't get the material. But.
Okay. All right. Are you going to stick around for the ARPA discussion?
I can.
Okay.
I have a quick question, too.
Okay.
I think I forwarded to Brent maybe something about I got a concern about truck traffic.
He sent that to me. Yeah.
Oh, I figured it might end up in... it seemed like it was in the city to me.
We did, and we talked to the city, and since it was a state project, they wouldn't do anything for the detour.
Okay.
I finally got a hold of the state guy. He was on vacation.
Uh-huh.
So he called me this morning. He was going to go down and look at it and see if he could make sense of why people were choosing that route.
Yeah.
If there's better signage he could put up or...
I know I drove that little route, too, and I did see some trucks going under that underpass.
Yeah.
I guess it looked to me like it was in town. I didn't realize it was even county...
Once it gets to...
Road.
Attica.
When it gets out.
Around, yeah.
Okay.
So
it's part city and part county.
Right.
Where that...
Yeah, but the city wouldn't do nothing. But
okay.
Dan thought maybe he could put no through truck signs up and do something different with the detour. He was going to drive it like he didn't know where he's supposed to go, pretend like, you know,
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
he's new to the area and, you know, and see what happens. So,
yeah.
It was, hopefully, he got something done today. But
I'm surprised they figured it out, all these. Because you really do weave around a little bit in there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. They're probably local people just trying to find a back way out of there. So,
also, Jolene, we got that text Thursday or Friday or one day last week from that homeowner that about road conditions and the pulling up the dirt on the road and things like that. And I know they saw and I went out there just to look at it because I hadn't been there before, and they there had been at that time then two graders had been out there that day, and you know, so just FYI, we did talk to them and you know, listen to their concerns and things like that, and then I talked to Jolene and Brent Friday about that issue and some other things too, and it's a, I mean, as you know and most people know, it's an ongoing thing. It's they're always changing and things like that. Their question was, and Larry, maybe it's a better one for you because, and Jolene, so they're pulling up dirt from the side of the road.
Shoulders.
And that was their concern.
They were trying to reclaim some of that gravel off on the side of the road, but when they were bringing that up, they were bringing some of that dirt.
So they're pulling up gravel. They're not pulling up.
Well, it's dirt, gravel, grass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's really flat. I mean, the ditches are kind of non-existent because the fields are
flat. I mean, that area needs regraded. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do anything on the north side of the road in that area. Because they don't need it. There's already a decent ditch there. But on the south and the west of that area down on there, about 7/10 of it needs to be pulled up, more so on the south side than anything on the north side, because the grassy yards are established and we just go in there and tear it up and then weeds will come up, you know.
Right.
If we stay away from the north side and do the south side, the road could be elevated enough to where it'd do some good and the snow would blow off. Some of it there needs to get done, but so it's on the list there. I got a list of things.
Well, anyway, Jolene, I appreciate you guys.
What they did was fine. I mean, maybe shouldn't have went over on the other side of the north side. But what they were doing there basically what needed to be done.
Yeah, they're just trying to do some maintenance.
Yes, the gravel.
It's always hard until you get the end result. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you. Okay. Item B is approved chair to sign contracts per bid in the amount of $232,800 awarded to Husker Grading for Hubbard South C002211505 Bridge Bank Stabilization and Grading Project, M Avenue Hubbard.
Is this the one that's right at the?
Yeah.
Right as you're going up the hill there. Oh, yeah, that little. I know where you. Okay. The cement bridge.
First bridge out of town.
Yeah, cement bridge.
The only bridge, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Any question? Other questions on that? Otherwise, I think we need a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that. Troy and myself. Call the roll, please.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. Thank you. Item C, Don Bosquet, treasurer to inform the board regarding pledge collateral and City of Dakota City paving and request board to approve and sign the March 2022 tax sale report. Don, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
First of all, I want to thank the board for the ARPA bonuses that were given to the hourly employees. It really was nice that that was done. I've had a lot of positive comments from my department, and I didn't know if you guys have had any positive feedback from anybody, but just wanted to know that it is appreciated. Okay, as far as the ARPA situation, we have transferred money from the ARPA account to the general general checking to allow for that payment for the bonuses that were just offered. So just wanted to make you aware of that. I did confirm with Bank First that we are well collateralized at this point with $15.2 million, so we're okay in that aspect. The tax sale was a good sale. You have all the paperwork in regards to that. I just need your sign off on that, please. The Dakota City paving projects we have, I don't know, Bob, if you experienced negative comments from residents of Dakota City that have that project in assessment to their property. We've had a lot just since I've been here regarding they feel they're uninformed, but I feel it came from the city and not from the county as far as that goes, because it was their project. We're just the collectors. And I've had a lot of people lately come not happy, to say the least. So I don't know if, you know, I should go to the city to a council meeting and just say, you know, it's their responsibility to educate the people. Not that we don't, but it's their responsibility, because we can't send out additional statements to them to let them know. They get their statement when they first had their meetings, and that's all they get. So I feel some of the people aren't really truly aware of what the situation is, and because of that it becomes our problem, and I'm just trying to help out the community, you know, so everybody is in the loop as to what's going on. So
yeah, I think
Have yearly payments?
Yeah, they're special assessments.
And they don't know that they have a payment to make?
I don't think some people do.
Okay.
I think they went to the meeting, and, you know, at the meeting, I've been told by multiple people they were only supposed to be 3%. Well, it's not. It's compounded, and it's up to 14%. And, you know, there's just a lot of miscommunication that happened, I think, when they were informed of it. Because I would feel differently if it was one person that came to me and said that. But, I mean, there's a lot of people that come to us that, you know, are totally frustrated with the whole situation and take it out on us. And, you know, I can do the best customer service possible, but I feel we need to team up with the city, you know, so people are informed of the situation, whether they put something in their newsletters or whatever they do. You know,
I know it was always an issue, the payment part of that, you know, and with Alyssa and then Jay at City Hall, and you're right, it's we just collect, and sometimes when they come in to pay, you know, they have a whole year's interest that's due, and that has nothing to do with us either. I mean, Dakota City, they set the guidelines, the dollar amount, the interest rate, everything
terms.
Like that, and we collect. So I don't know what the best, and now I don't know if there's anybody, city administrator at City Hall yet, but, you know, I would think in their, and you're more than welcome to go to a meeting if you want, but in their newsletter or their statements monthly, you know, like these are the guidelines for paving, the meters running.
Right.
If you're not current and things like that, because yeah, some of them, it's a lot of money.
Oh yeah.
When they do come in and pay, they're kind of, well, they're shocked,
right.
And some are upset, and but it has nothing to do with you.
Right, and I understand that, but I just think, you know, just to better service and provide for our customers, we need to sometimes go above and beyond, and you know, try to do things. And I was just. I guess I more or less wanted your guys' thoughts, and if you thought it would be a good idea to go to the council meeting, I'm willing to go.
Well,
you
the
know,
problem,
just talk.
And you're more than welcome to do that. The problem is that not too many people attend council meetings, so you have a limited audience right there. I think the best really plan forward is that monthly statement or whatever they send out to everybody, well, and especially the ones that have paving, to know the...
But by going to the council meeting, I can present it, because I don't even know if the council members are aware of what's all going on.
Well, hopefully they are.
So they don't send bills separately? I mean, it's not part of the real estate taxes is what you're saying. It's a separate assessment.
Right.
But they don't send a bill?
Not that like our office is aware of.
Like a utility bill?
Nobody has said to us that they get any statements from the city or anything. It was they went to the first meeting. Here's your paperwork in regards to that.
Oh, like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So
it's
not
yeah.
even like every year they get an update.
No.
This is what you're going to do this year. Oh,
no.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a communication problem.
It is. Yeah. And I feel bad for them. Mm-hmm. So I was just trying to brainstorm to figure out how do they
know to pay.
Yeah. They get a coupon or
they're supposed to keep track of that paper they got 2 years ago that has it all set up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like on their monthly utility bills, that would just be, for those particular people that are in that special district would get added.
You would think, but we don't get phone calls from those situations that people come in and show us.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Is this just one paving project or a specific paving district in Dakota City?
Well, there's two paving projects that they have currently. But the last one's the one that seems to be that we get more information, more complaints and frustrations from.
Which one was that?
We call it Dakota City Paving 2. It was 2 years ago. Right back?
Yeah, at least a couple of years. The latest paving project.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just trying to help them out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we need to approve that tax sale? Is that part of this one too?
Yes. And also, no. So, yes, just the tax sale part. So, I will make a motion to accept the 2022 tax sale report.
I met with Stephanie, Jaleesa, and Brenda on how the tax sale went, because in the morning it was just kind of a conglomeration of people out front, and it was my first tax sale I've ever witnessed. I'm going to change the registration to mandatory, closing it Thursday before. I've talked to other counties on how they handle it. That way then that gives them Friday to update everything, be ready to go Monday morning. So when the people come in, all they have to do is sign the paper that they are there and pay their fee or whatever, just to help out with the flow of how everything was going on tax sale day. So I just wanted to make you aware that there will be some minor changes to how that situation is handled. So. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. So we still have like over $1 million in delinquent taxes, but it's related primarily to one property, it looks like.
Big one.
Yeah, that's the one, the big delinquent one. Okay.
Yeah.
The rest were relatively small.
So I made the motion to approve the tax sale report. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Myself and Troy. Call the roll, please.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Item D, Tony Burkhalter, President NPE, Local 251, AFSCME, is prepared to begin negotiations and requesting a meeting to be scheduled.
I've put it on the agenda. I don't think he's in attendance. I've been trying to email with him to set a date up, and he gave us the week of April 11th. Tried to schedule a date in March, and he came back with April 11th, so I gave him, but I said okay, and I haven't heard back from him again, so I don't. Does April 11th work for you guys?
You said April something for you, Troy. Was
the 11th, that'd be okay.
Okay, so week of April 11th works. Okay, I'll try to.
Can you fit that into your schedule, Larry?
I don't know. I don't plan very far ahead. Things change.
What's your definition of very far ahead? 2022?
Yeah, about a week.
Okay. All right. So we'll let you know. So that's a tentative, a tentative date. All right. Okay. Item E is approved chair to sign the Northeast Nebraska 9/11 regional interlocal agreement to create common ownership and management of a shared hosted common 911 call handling system. This is something, Joan, you want to explain what you had on this?
I gave you the email.
It was from Chief Mahon in South Sioux and Mike Schmidt. That, Kim, are you aware of it at all? That it was something that we needed to sign that we hadn't. It just provides 911.
Kim, are you aware of it?
911.
I guess I don't know exactly what you're looking at. There has been a question all along since I've been here about who owns the PSAP. The way I understand it is the county. But we share that money with the LEC. So I guess I'm not 100% sure what this is. I looked at it, but I guess I'd have to read it.
And this just must be agreement, Tim, that we have not ever signed.
Right. But everybody.
That'd be a reason why we've never signed it.
Well, Sheriff Kleinberg did send me an email this morning that it was okay,
okay.
to sign. And I guess the city and Ed thought that he had brought it to the board and he had not. So they did.
Okay.
But Sheriff did send me an email this morning that he was aware of it, and yes, he said that the county does need to sign it.
Okay.
And it does use, I'm not, it is. It does talk about PSAP.
Yeah, well, that's what 911 is.
Okay,
PSAP.
Okay.
Public safety.
It's not that 911 dollar that we collect from everybody. It's.
I think that has to do with that, right? That's what it's for.
Okay.
Pretty sure that's what the.
It's between Cedar, Dakota, Dixon, Knox counties, and the city of Norfolk, South Sioux, and Wayne.
Okay. Maybe
so we were the hub, and then Norfolk was a hub. Remember that conversation?
I remember that conversation.
This is something a little different.
Yeah.
This isn't exactly.
I noticed the resolution or the agreement says something about. Whereas they require significant software upgrades. I thought we just did some software upgrades for that, for them. Spent quite a bit of money.
That's why we're all going together, I thought.
So we've already done our software upgrades.
Yep.
We're not going to pay again.
Yep.
So with the approval of the sheriff, I'll make a motion to approve the agreement.
Is there anything in this contract, Kim, that you have any concerns about?
I was just wondering when you would have to designate a representative and then do the resolution identifying who that is. That's supposed to be someone who is familiar with the members' PSAP operations. I don't know who that would be, but it doesn't give a deadline. Page 4, bottom.
Can that be after this, Kim, or should we do them both at the same time?
Oh, are there two different ones?
We don't have a resolution.
Yeah, we don't have a resolution or anything.
Okay.
Doesn't say that you have to do it today. It's just once
the resolution.
Right.
The other resolution.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
You don't have to do that today, but just know that's out there.
Okay.
So if we sign an interlocal agreement, but we don't have the whole agreement, is that what you're saying, Kim? We don't
no,
have
it's just...
No, we're page 4. This is only like a front and back thing that we got.
Here. It was 22 pages.
Yeah.
It was attached, but I didn't print it all out again. Page 4 requires a rep, and we might already kind of done that, just didn't put it in writing.
So,
we might have somebody that has been, I mean, don't think Matt yet. You want to, is Sheriff Kleinberg available that we can maybe do a quick call on the speakerphone here and see if he's available to explain it? I would feel more comfortable doing that.
So that was the main thing in this. I only got this 2-page version of it, so I follow.
We can
in your packet.
And you can withdraw less than 60 days. You know. It's, I didn't see anything that was.
You know what? I'm just going to withdraw my motion. We'll move on and put it on the. If it's not done, it's something we haven't signed. I mean, it's.
Unless Sheriff is available. Okay.
I don't think that would keep you from signing. I would just know that you got to pick somebody at some point. I don't know when they meet or anything like that.
We have a chairman.
And Scott sits on the LEC. Do you remember discussing it at the LEC?
From the meetings I was at, they did. It's like Wayne and everybody's going to go together on 911 deal. So I'm pretty sure they already have all that stuff lined up.
I know, and the county hadn't signed. Everybody else had signed, but the county hadn't. And so that's. Ed Mahon sent it over and said, please.
Okay.
That's about all I know about it.
So
you want to wait? We can.
Does anybody want
to make... I think it'd be nice to hear from the sheriff if there's something that... Because I think we asked questions at that time. that I thought before that we were part of a regional, like a Siouxland regional. So this is
right.
We switched from Sioux City, and you
said it was in the basin of Witt,
and Webb Center.
This is replacing, and this is a new one.
All right. If there's other questions, then we'll just we'll move on. Okay.
Sounds good.
And we'll bring it back. Okay. Item F is approved chair to sign the health insurance plan documents. Exhibit A is administrative services agreement B schedule. Item 2 is services agreement with Hines and Associates to provide utilization review and management of member claim services. Item 3, County of Dakota County Employee Benefit Plan Amendment 1, summary of medical prescription and dental benefits.
And Amendment 1 was for the addition of that Teladoc and the fact that we increased that high dollar prescription limit from 10 to 20.
Okay.
So this was all done and approved. They're just now asking us to, now that they've rewritten the plan document, for us to sign it.
Okay. All right. Any questions? Board, questions?
Have you reviewed this stuff, Kim? Is there anything in there that...
I don't know that you really have much choice.
Okay. So these are just related to the changes that were negotiated. You were on that committee with that group. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which they were actually an increase in benefits, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, I'll make a motion to sign the agreements for the health care plan that we renewed with those improvements in prescription drug coverage.
All right. Motion by Janet, seconded by Larry to approve. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay. Item G, approve projects with monies from the American Rescue Plan relief funding. Jolene, if you would come forward, please. We have, as I asked, I think the last meeting, I asked for a list of potential things for the county's use of ARPA funds, and knowing that roads would be a pretty good portion of that. Jolene and Brent told me that it could be all of it, but it probably won't be all of it. But so I think just for the board's information going forward, everybody has this sheet here that I got from Jolene and Brent. So I think, at least my thoughts, and I'll just open that up for the board, is going forward. So on this list, they have four things that I checked, and those are things that they currently do not have. Number one, and there's dollar amounts beside each one of those. I don't know what Brent and Jolene have way better estimates than I could provide, but I think at least my thoughts are going forward. If these are the items that we're going to be looking for, we probably need to have. I want the board to be aware of it, and then the giving Brent, Jolene the direction to pursue some of these with knowing that they will probably come back to the board. Well, they will come back to the board on monies that we would spend. So
some of the equipment is new price, some of it is used. So, you know, we're not going out trying to buy everything brand new. He did try and research and kind of figure out what a good used price would be on some of this stuff.
So the first one, Jolene, and you said some are new and some are not. Are these the four items that you have, are they all used?
I don't have the one with the check mark.
Oh, you don't? So the ones with the check mark, the first one is that vibratory roller. I don't even know what that is, but and maybe you don't know the cost of that. And Larry, maybe you have an idea too as far as equipment.
Well, you say the first one?
The first check mark. First check mark. Yeah. They do not.
It would range from, that would be probably low dollar for that.
Low.
With low hours, used low hours, uh-huh. Good condition. Probably 50. New would be 150.
So just for you folks that are here, and Mike, if you want a copy of this, you can most certainly have that. The items that Jolene and Brent came up with on this list, number one is a motor grader, number two is a gravel truck and trailer, number three is a vibratory roller, number four, mini excavator, number five is a pickup, number six, sander truck, number seven is skid loader, drum mulcher. Pardon me? Oh, you write them down?
Yeah,
I can make you a copy.
Well, you can have a copy too, Don, if you want.
Okay.
And a tractor is the eighth item on there, and those total $895,000. Next line is a salt and sand storage facility. Right now, we don't have anything that we are storing our salt and sand in. It's just sitting out. So that would be another one. Next is road and bridge projects, and they were kind and wrote unlimited. I'm assuming that means money. Unlimited amount of road projects. I wrote culverts. I know we talked at one time about buying culverts by the load to save any cost we can and have those on in our inventory.
Something else we could do too, and I would have to check with other counties. Some counties go together and get a load and then split it. So each county didn't have so much inventory at one time. So that'd be an option too.
Okay.
Well, what will matter if you're going to use it over the next 5 years?
Well, it's just sitting there with weeds growing up around it and it possibility of walking off, you know, kind of what's handy. We don't have a ton of space. I know they're back there trying to clean stuff up and do something different. We're trying to figure out how to rework that area to make it more valuable for space because it's just not quite set up that good for space.
Has the farmer guy next door ever been contacted about selling that little wedge-shaped piece that's down in there below the yard?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's worthless to him almost. I would think a guy should spend this money or some of this money to buy that parcel and make the yard
bigger.
Quite a bit bigger. And then we have plenty of ditches full of dirt that need to get dug out that could go into that area, fill that area.
You know? Build it up a little bit
because
it is pretty low.
It is low. It just looks to me like that'd be the thing to do. Because the way the yard's set up, it is not a real practical place to operate.
I'm trying to think how that would be. If we took that piece, we might have to give them another access.
They've been driving in from the north end there. They were down in the road ditch. I'm off the road, North Bluff, and they drive down the road ditch for 300 feet or four, and then they go into the field up on the other end. I don't know why for sure, but they're doing it. They feed the cattle. Yeah, there's going to have to be a different way for them to get in there, but right now they drive through our yard, mm-hmm. The way I understand it looks like.
Right.
And they do tear it up on this money. Not that I'm just going to, we've got to get there some way. It's either that or we put a culvert in up there where they're driving now, put in a culvert and make a road there for it to get in. That possibility, too.
Okay.
So the question that I have for the board then is these four items here, and Larry and Troy, you know a lot more about it than I do, being on the road committee. Do we want to pursue these four items? Do we see those as and Jolene and Brent both have mentioned that these are things that will help future projects and things we don't have now. So I guess that's our first I guess hurdled across is are these things that we can tell Jolene and Brent to actively start shopping, not buy, but shop.
I guess I'm kind of a mini excavator. What would we use that for?
He thought he would be able to make some good use out of it when he's doing culverts and stuff like that.
Well, we got the rubber tire backhoe and it's the big excavator.
Yeah, he said something about that too. I can't remember. I wish he was here. I should have took more notes on some
of the stuff
he said. I just
don't know how you buy it. Well, the new price is, it says new, $60,000. It looked to me like it'd be more like $80,000 or $90,000.
I'm not quite sure. He called around, said some places. He looked at different websites to try and come up with some of these prices. So,
all of these are over.
Yeah, I think that we need a guy to look for something. Troy and I can visit about
50
it.
50 at sealed bids.
You know, if it looked like it's needed or, you know, price-wise, it would be okay. There's a tractor. I guess I can see the tractor being a necessity.
Right.
So I don't know if you're going to get anything decent for 55 now.
You still don't need to take them.
You know, it's going to about have to have a cab and air conditioning, otherwise guys won't run it. That's what we got, the problem we got today. We got one out there, but they won't drive it. It's just got, it's open air.
Well, it won't pull some of the equipment that they would like it to pull.
Yeah, it would have got ready to put the pedals on the metal, but whatever.
So we have to get, if it's over 50,000, we have to get sealed bids. We can get bids. We don't have to accept them, but we can just get the bids on these and
you have to have specs for every piece of equipment, though.
Is there an exception? Is there an exception to sealed bids if we buy them on a state? I don't know.
Or an auction too. You know, like that Tenor Martin thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's...
Auction. We did that once before.
It's like an auction. You got competition. It ain't like...
Right.
There's a oodles of other people bidding on the same item, so that mm-hmm. kind of sets the market, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
I know we've done it once before.
But that truck and that gravel truck... It obviously at 180 would be new. Mm-hmm. A new truck and pup.
Bottomed out trailer.
Oh.
He wants the truck that's on the pup, get rid of the pup and start using that one for the dump truck, and then get another truck and bottomed out trailer.
Isn't that the dump truck we currently have? That pulls the pump, isn't that the aluminum box?
So
I'm not quite sure on that. I just know it starts to give us problems.
I think it's chapter 15.
So he was thinking that could be something we could use on occasion if we need dump trucks in certain areas where we can't get a semi in, but then run the semi and have a new semi and trailer to take hold of that pump.
Well, we also have a list from Commissioner Albanicious on bridge. Are these bridge projects
road projects? Road bridges, culverts, guardrail. That's the bottom item. I just throwed it in there. Guardrails throughout the county. Now, there's a lot of areas out there that I can show you that banks, the creek bank is right up to the edge of the road. The guardrails want to fall in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs riprap for probably 150 foot or 200 foot. And then to stabilize the bank and keep the creek from cutting the bank out any worse than it did to save the road and the guardrail. But there's places like that. You know, there's that particular place up by the bridge that was dedicated to Tony Gomez. And it's right south of that bridge. It's been that way for some time. When a culvert comes across the road, there's grain of washout. It'll eventually be out into the road, but it ought to be fixed now if the funds are available.
Mm-hmm.
But with the list of all these things here, the money would be, you wouldn't have time to spend it all if our forces did it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can't get help now, that's why I'm a little concerned with this equipment list. I mean, it don't do you any good to have the equipment if you ain't got people to put in it. You know, what it really boils down to is we got three machines that can dig, an excavator, rubber tire back, and then we'd have a mini excavator. Or, you know, and we got two trucks and two truck drivers. I don't know. There's some things there, you know. It just looks like me. We need a workforce worse than we need equipment.
I think Jolene would probably say amen to that. Well, I guess just one thing I will point out too for the board and for those folks here is, so anything we buy, this board will know about it. It'll come back to us. We're not going to buy myself. Troy, anybody, we're not going to sign off on anything without all the board members knowing about it. So it'll go through it'll be back to us in the meeting before we do that. Even though we may, you know, and Jolene and Brent and Larry, you're always out there shopping and paying attention on equipment and things like that. I mean, you may see something somewhere that you know it will be a good buy and we'll go from there, but before we write any checks, it's all going to come back to the board. So I don't care if it's you know a really 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 good deal, not going to happen until we all are aware of it and it comes to this meeting. So I guess go ahead, Troy.
I'm just going to say, which is the right way to do it. The only problem is if it's a really, really good deal, it'll be gone like that.
Well, I know.
Especially the way the market is now, because it's hard to get equipment and
so,
anything else.
Can we call a special meeting if there's something the other day, you there know, go. We thought it would go for 75. It went for 80.
Probably would have went to 90 if we would have been bidding on it.
Right, and that's what we were thinking, too. Probably would have drove the price up.
It was probably worth it, too.
But that's
too much money.
Maybe it would be an option to kind of get some ideas and bring a number to the board. Like, we think this, if we go out and look at an option, like have a grace period of like 75,000 to 95,000 to be able to bid on something if something would come up on an auction that is a really good deal. You know, kind of give you a little bit of a leeway if we could come up with like what we think this equipment would cost if we found it on an auction type of thing, kind of set up parameters that way.
Yeah, I think there's going to have to be something like that along those lines, really, that we have a figure on.
And we'd have most auctions, we'd have some lead time because you're usually a week or two out or maybe further before the stuff's listed and you can look at it online and maybe even go look at it, correct?
Right.
So.
See, but that does give a guy an idea. That sold for 80, and that is a beautiful truck. You know, low miles, 112,000 miles, which is millions, not, you know, not right for a truck. I mean, get rid of them. And then CNH sold a another truck similar to that, didn't have the sander or nothing on it. They sold that for $55,000 here last fall. It went down to go away. And but anyway, it went down to me. See, so you know what I mean? Have you ever got a clue as to what?
So, you know, I guess we can work along that. And so,
like Troy says, we got time. You know, in auctions, normally, if you get on the internet, you'll find out 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time. I knew about that truck week to 10 days prior to being sold. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of got busy doing other things and didn't bring it around there to take a close look at it. Not that it wouldn't have done any good, but I think it's too much money for our county to pay for a truck, you know. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, I guess. It did have a steel box, which worked for all breakout and brick wrap.
And Brent said, did say that he had, you know, if we had time, you can look at the VIN number and on the motor and things like that, right, and maybe learn a little bit more about
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes, you know, some days you can, but sometimes if it goes, if the dealer never messes with it, it goes, gets sold, the original owner does the warranty work and all that stuff, and it don't go back to a certified dealership to get repaired, it don't show up then again. Mm-hmm. See, it may not show up again. So. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it depends if they stick with the dealer. You know, the dealer's going to know, yeah.
Can you send in, if there's enough time, can you send in oil samples and there's places to check that too?
Yeah.
See what kind of shape the engine's in.
So these four that are checked are the priority items that we need? Is that what I'm
hearing? Well, we just don't have those. I don't know if they're priority or not.
I hear something about trucks, but none of these are trucks.
No, the second item is a major.
Okay.
$180,000 truck and trailer.
Okay.
And then that tractor is a little bit late, I think. To get a decent tractor, it'll be more like $75,000.
Well, we can look into these more and kind of shop around a little bit. And
full price research?
Yeah.
Because can't we go on Big Iron and go back and look and see what's been brought previously so we can maybe look and see what we're looking for and see what it is, what the market is right now maybe? Get some idea.
Another option is the state website. We can't go do the auctions anymore down in Lincoln. They put everything on the website kind of as it comes in. But he says if we kind of have an idea what we're looking for, he could let us know before he put it online. Or if we see something online and there's no bids on it, they can pull it off for a county and give them a chance to buy it. They're trying to come up with a system so the local governments have an opportunity to bid on this stuff before it goes out on this website to the general public. So that way we're not competing with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Jolene, did we go through that here about 4 or 5 years ago?
That's when they actually had them down in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys went down there. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the truck we got, you said last meeting that we spent more on it, we paid
for it. Right, yeah. And that's talking necessarily about a truck, just some of the equipment.
They don't normally, I've been to them things down there. I never went back after the first two times.
Not that good.
And, why did the state get rid of it? Them guys, the state don't, they run it until there's nothing left. That's what you wind up with. I wouldn't be the last place I'd ever go buy anything. I'm serious.
So are the most places we're going to get from, are they auction or are they online or where you'll look?
It could be dealerships too.
Dealership?
Yeah, it could be. Or auctions. It don't have to be an auction. It could be a dealership.
Mm-hmm. Like things that get traded in or something?
Yeah, traded in or rentals, or lease equipment.
Okay.
Leasing is a big thing. Mm-hmm. You can get normally a pretty good lease program. I mean, if you get buy at least and the return lease comes in. Pretty decent stuff. And they already got the money, so they don't care from the lease to pay for the thing most generally.
Well, these four items that we do not have are total approximately $200,000, give or take. So if we want to put a number on those, I guess, first of all, Larry and Troy, are these all four items, or are these something that we actively need to pursue?
If a guy was going to do road building, that vibratory compactor would be a necessity, or over. But how much road building are we going to do? I mean, we don't have the people to do it as it is currently. But then the mini excavator, well, I can see where we get along without it. We've gotten along without it forever. And then the pickup, I don't know what, I mean, we got to have a pickup so the guys can drive around. You know?
That pickup's not one of them.
That's not
checked.
The check mark went.
Okay, and then the skid loader drum mulcher is what it is. It's a drum on a bobcat supposed to chew up a 6-inch tree. Well, I know in our reports we always have a lot of tree removal and things like that going on. I just don't know if that'd be the answer or not. A brush should be more like, in my mind, clean out a road ditch.
I think they could get some use out of that.
Yeah, it's possible.
And then what about a tractor?
Well, that now there we have a disc, a Rome disc, and that little tractor we've got now would be if a guy really wanted to, he could mow with it, but it won't pull the disc. It did pull too hard. The tractor's too small. So that's why I say that 55 to get. Well, I was kind of watching tractors with cabs. They're not new by no means, but with a cab and air, they're more like 75,000. Mm-hmm. You know, if you really Gooseman, what's the name of that John Deere dealership in Wayne?
Rosenberg.
They got a used one there. I think it had cab and air for 65,000. I don't know how many hours. I don't remember.
But yeah, we can do some more research on these and bring the numbers back.
If it come up, that's the whole thing. If it's a bargain, if it looks reasonable and is, it's just depends how new and how good it is. You know, that's what a lot of things, you buy something new enough, you can spend some money to fix them if there's something wrong. But if it gets a whole clunker, like the one we have, the dump truck, I mean, that thing is, I wouldn't spend any money on it. It's an antique. But anyway, but yeah, that means if we're going to be doing anything, we got to be start looking.
So can we put a price, a dollar amount on these?
I think it might average out like it is.
Maybe, okay.
Let me use the figures here. Well, then if you go look for a tractor and it's 65, that'll be a decision we got to make. Mm-hmm. If it's a decent deal, low hours and cabin air, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. So you have this list now, Jolene? Mm-hmm. Okay. The ones with the check marks.
But then back to that list that I came up with, there's things like the bridge that I put a question mark by them. Remove and replace bridge south of Homer on Omaha Creek. Now, after we've already bid, so that's out. I put that in there before. That was a long time ago. And then I walked her bridge over to Hubbard. There was some discussion about building a road out of there again, so the farmer could use the road going out the other way. Now, the question is, that I don't know the answer to, would that bridge be removed then, or would it always stay there? And if the homeowner use it and the farmer guy go out the other way, what is the intent?
Depends on how safe that bridge would be for... I mean, right now, I don't think they take a tractor or anything across that, do they?
I don't know how they get the bales of hay from the other side over this side. They must. Get a tractor across it. Because they brought all the bales from the north, south side of the creek out there along the highway.
I guess I never... Well,
I don't know how they got them there.
I don't either. I just know we don't do any... When they need some gravel or something, we take the loader and half a bucket and cross the bridge and dump it, so we're not heavy on that bridge. It's kind of like them two over by Jackson.
Yeah, and those are in here too. And I had the bridge is in Jackson, and I plugged in a figure of 200,000 to probably pay for right away, which one party would said they weren't in the market to be selling anything. Well, if a guy offered the people enough money and they refused it, then the guy would have to go to condemnation, you know. Not that I'd ever want to do that, but...
I talked to the gal in the state of Nebraska when we were at Northeast NACO on Friday, and she did talk to the people from the railroad, but she couldn't remember exactly what they had said, so she was going to forward me that information. I don't have that yet. I also have a phone number from a gentleman down in Texas, I believe, who does real estate for that railroad line. So to talk to him about maybe extending out that right of way. It would be nice to put a road in further away from the creek, but that might be our option too, is to have to run along the railroad tracks.
Get into there right away. Mm-hmm. Road that's there.
I think there are some utilities that come across on one of those bridges, though.
There is.
The East Bridge.
It was. But I think the water line's out of the creek now.
I did ask at a meeting, at Jackson meeting, they said there are utilities that go across. They thought it was all ask again.
And I'm not sure, we put that water line across that bridge a long time ago, but I think it got damaged. And then they bored under it, damaged from the ice and stuff.
So I'll ask, because I got to talk to them about something else, so I'll ask about that. Okay.
But anyway, there's some things on here that, like the guardrails and throughout the county for safety reasons. You know, I figure 400,000, it might be 100 or it might be 400. I mean, it depends on how far a guy got carried away.
So for the road department, we're kind of thinking about a piece of equipment and a visible project. I mean, I like the idea of a visible project that the residents of our county see and I mean, a piece of equipment that does, that you need it. Help improve the roads.
So we really can.
Visible project would be good. Tie it together.
Maybe the roads projects we should number from one to whatever. What's the most important to get done?
Yeah, I like that idea.
That's the whole goal. Mm-hmm.
And is there a piece of equipment on here that would help lead?
Never find that guy in between. Put in the.
Speaking, I've also got some questions on from like some nonprofits in the area, wondering where the status of their thing is, and also some communities. So I know we had a committee, so I don't know if we responded to them and said, hey, we're on hold, or I did tell the people that the rules have changed again, but I don't know whether we need to communicate out to them so they know the timeline. And
We still have all those initial applications at the county here on file. And you're correct. When the rules changed a couple months ago, whenever that was,
it really
opened it up, and was, I guess, beneficial for the county because it took away the lost revenue formula that Joan was had to fill out and things like that, and all counties then. 89 out of 93 counties in Nebraska all fell under the $10 million threshold, and anything that qualified as government services were allowable, which is everything we're talking about today. Roads, equipment, nonprofits are still, you know, definitely on our radar. But it did change it a lot on that last ruling. Kim pointed out that we have to, she's been researching as we're trying to figure out how to go ahead with these
auctions
and things like that. We have to, Kim, do you want to just explain it briefly as best you can?
Sure. The statute says you can waive bidding requirements if the county can save a significant amount of money by a special purchase. The board shall, 5 days before that special purchase, publish notice of intent to make that purchase, state the items considered, and invite informal quotes. And 2/3 the vote of the entire board shall approve the special purchase. So you get a published notice and invite informal quotes.
So is that then, so moving forward with our does that have to be an agenda item that we
yes.
set that up then?
Yes.
To that we're gonna.
You have to state what you're purchasing,
or something like
so
that.
You would have to. Yep. It would have to be something specific.
Absolutely.
Something specific.
Yes.
We're gonna buy.
We're gonna actively.
You're gonna get quotes on it. It has to be pretty specific.
Okay. Okay.
It can't just be a generic coverall thing.
Okay.
So we kind of have a special meeting then to kind of,
if there's an auction item
that you're
coming
interested in, you get people together quickly. The
oh, I see.
They go in the paper.
Notice
publish.
Yep. Publish notice.
Does that
5 days before any purchase?
But it'll only be advertised once in the paper.
Yes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have time. We've had to wait 2 weeks, and when you get in there.
Have it in by Tuesday so it gets in by Thursday, and then
for Monday.
Yeah.
Monday's the deadline
Monday
to have it in.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the limit now on what you can purchase without public notice? What is
what do you mean?
Well,
auction or
no,
50,000
huh?
before sealed bids is 50.
50 for sealed bids.
Right. Yeah, informal is 10 to 50.
So you could, is that saying that we could? As a board, we could buy something normally if it was under 50.
Yeah, if you get three informal bids.
Yep. Oh, it has to be three informal.
Yep.
Okay. That, we wouldn't have to be advertised. Yeah, I understand.
Right.
I mean, it just, it depends what a guy's buying, but I mean, I talked to the John Deere dealer out on 20 and one last fall, I think, about tractors. He said, well, we don't have anything. I said, something around $50,000, you know.
He laughed.
For 75, he said, well, he said, no, he didn't laugh. But he said, well, he said, boy, we just don't absolutely have anything in our system. We got like 100 stores or something. And then he said, we probably have some come in, you know, late this fall or spring, you know, when people be trading, going out the $6, $7 corn, there's a lot of activity. As far as purchases and new equipment,
mm-hmm.
you know, as I just buy a place today, that brand new, great big planter, great big tractor, geez, beautiful.
Let's just thinking that through then, Kim. So the next, let's just say we were going to go, there was something on the Taylor Martin auction, right? We would have to have that either a meeting, special meeting, 5 days in advance, says we're going to
maybe more than 5 days
or whatever, right, we're going to go try to buy a
this particular item and then invite informal bids
and then invite bids at the same time.
Yep.
Okay.
In the ad.
Yes.
Okay.
In your notice. Yeah.
Okay.
Julian, that one sander, what would the sander, we've got two sanders now, so, but you've got listed here a sander, where did I see that?
Sander truck and sander storage.
I thought it was a sander on here.
It says sander truck.
Oh, just a sander truck.
Right.
Meaning a big truck?
Kind of like what we were looking at.
Well,
we have the other truck that's, I mean, we've never had two before until this winter, and we really didn't need it. But the way the winter went, that's not all that reliable either. We had a bad winter.
Well, a sander truck, wouldn't the guy use the one that pulls the button out for that?
Get in an auction.
Put our sander that we have in there now.
Or special, if you don't have time.
In the wintertime, we don't do nothing anyway. We're in a dump truck, are we?
Right.
Whoever thought it would be this hard to spend ARPA money?
Right. I'm not sure what's going on with that, the truck that pulls the pot, but I mean, that would probably be a question for Brent, what he thinks that can. I mean, we bought that, gosh, I want to say in 2014, maybe, and it had a million miles on it then, so. It's been ran up and down the road quite a bit. But we can look at some more numbers, do some more research back on Big Iron and some other websites, kind of see what this stuff is going for to kind of...
Big Iron, is that a continue? Do you buy on there all the time? Or
they have auctions coming up all the time.
Okay.
They just got done with one, didn't they?
Yeah, Purple Wave, too.
So it sounds like then we have to, if we're going to actively, say we're going to go get a sander truck, we're going to have to actually have it on the agenda that we're going to buy. And if it's a really good deal and it's short notice, we're going to have a special meeting 5 days before to even go out and try to buy it. And
because
then
you've got to publish your notice.
And then also we'll get sealed bids. Right?
Informal quotes. Invite informal quotes.
Okay. All right. So we have a little work to do.
And you've got to vote on the special purchase. You've got to have a 2/3 vote of the entire board to approve it.
Okay. So we have to vote on the purchase.
And that would be prior to the purchase, of course.
Prior to the purchase. 2/3 vote on purchase.
May never come up again, you know, but, you know, good to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we know. Any other questions then on the...
I want to make a comment, please. Sounds like you guys are thinking about keeping all the money for the county, which I'm 100% for. But remember that the road department isn't the only county office that requested funds. So I just keep that in mind. We have requested. The other thing is the sheriff says he wants a signature on that item, and you can make him the representative on that item number.
The 911.
Move on to 911.
Okay. All right. We can just go back to that, can't we? All right. Then anything else on the ARPA before we move on? I'll go back to what Tim just mentioned then, and that was item E under miscellaneous is to approve chair to sign the Northeast Nebraska 911 regional interlocal agreement to create common ownership and management of a shared hosted common 911 call handling system with our sheriff as the designated representative.
That was your primary concern, Kim, is that right?
Yes.
So, do we have a motion? Janet? And I'll second. Call the roll, please.
Robert?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Four is Commissioner Committee Reports. Janet, anything?
Well, yeah, I've had several meetings. Let's see here. The RC&D is going to be assisting with a e-waste collection on May 26th here in Dakota City from 10 to 1. So that's for like computers, cell phones, printers, things like that. I was at a Region 4 meeting this last week, and the Heartland Council has a very high utilization. They've been using the funds pretty heavily. They're actually going to send about three to four people of their staff to some training. We talked, an interesting conversation, as it points out, to the jail. It was talking about mental health and substance abuse and working with county jails, because there's about 10 counties in the region. Cherry County all the way across the Northeast. And that was one of the areas that they said that during COVID, they hadn't had the opportunity to be, but with COVID lifting, now they're finally getting back to offering services in mental health and substance abuse in the county jails in the region, which is good. Apparently, they were trying to do Zoom during COVID, that's a year and a half, but it was wasn't really, I don't know if it wasn't allowable or something. Something was different. But anyway, it was a kind of an interesting meeting. And like I said, I was glad to see that Heartland Counseling was doing a good job. And actually talked to Jennifer after that meeting to get a feel for how things were going. And what was so. And then you and I met with Simcoe and the U.S. Marshals. I don't know if you want to report on that, but.
Sure. We met with Simcoe on a, they're working on a project that, trying to get a bus route in rural Dakota County. There's a couple different types of grants that they're applying for. One is a, was it 50-50 or 80-20?
Yeah, 50-50.
Where the county, the county would have a pretty healthy portion of the bus route. And there's another grant that they're working on through ARPA that would pay 100% of it for 2023. And that's the one we hope they get, because at least for a year, and then we could see, base that, our decision on ridership. We understand there's a lot of, they've had bad talks with Tyson and Empirical and some of these folks out here, where they thought if they had a bus to that, which they don't have now, that would be very beneficial to some folks that work there. So we'll see what happens. We're going to know in a couple of months
on the 100% one.
On the 100% grant one. So just a FYI for the board. Janet, you want to talk feds?
Okay, yeah, we also met with the U.S. Marshals. I think we did 1 o'clock we met with Simcoe and the bus situation. 2 o'clock we met with the Marshals. And unfortunately, Joan did, you know, they asked the question of Joan how many beds we would need to cash flow. And when she indicated 110, they weren't able to adjust the contract. We also talked about extending the months potentially from 30 to whatever. I think it was 37 months is what we needed to make it work, cash flow, and they couldn't do that either. We also talked about a minimum after the 30 months, potentially a minimum rather than just hold 85 beds. That wasn't an option either. And then we talked about several clauses, tightening up some of the clauses that they talked about. You know, when in the meeting, he acted though. It seemed as though it was going to be negotiable, some of these things, but for one reason or another, it wasn't. And so we talked about contract clauses, tightening up like the termination clause and adding some stipulations, and that wasn't an option. So it's kind of disappointing, I guess, is what I would say. Very disappointing.
Well, and it's still a it's still on the table. It's not a. A done deal by any means. Either way, we still, at least from my perspective, you know, I want to, you know, explore all options. And you're right, Janet. There were some that, you know, the length of the contract and things like that weren't going to happen. So, at least from my perspective, I want to. Try to make it work, and so I think we have some, you know, a couple different things to do, and you know, at some point I see it coming before the board here in the near future, and making a determination one way or another, and move forward. So
I guess my concern is though if in January when we had the public hearing they said it was negotiable and now it's not. I mean, how much trust can we put in this situation? I guess
I don't think that's not true. They said you can
hang
it
on
back to the feds if you want, but what he said was you already have a deal. Be careful what you open up because you could lose it. Is what he said. And those guys aren't the guys that signed that contract either. So I don't think that's a true statement to say that they're not negotiable. Sure, he said he could go back. He would like not to. He would like to have an informal agreement to keep 110 prisoners here. That's what he said. But to say that all that stuff was not negotiable, I don't think that's an accusation. Their words, they can't negotiate it with you. But
was Mr. Decker in?
Was he in the meeting? He was at the meeting.
Yeah, Tim was there too.
Tim. Chris,
me, you,
Brandon.
Chris Brandon.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah. Chris Brandon and the three of us.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess until it's a done deal, one way or another, everything's still on the table, and that's the way I look at it. But I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I don't have any meeting with the feds or anything, but it's what I want to do though is have our best. And I mean all of us, all of the residents of Dakota County, a good, sound plan going forward, if it would proceed. So we'll see how
well,
that...
If the feds was going to do this or that, wouldn't that be in writing? We would have if they want to change things, wouldn't we get a new contract?
Right.
But we don't today...
No. We just have the one we initially had. Yeah. So it's anyway. Yeah.
But we don't have something that says.
Yeah, we're not going to base any of it on. Well, I shouldn't say any of it, but you know there's always could because there's a termination clause.
Yeah,
there's other things that but. You know, I have to be conscious, and I'm sure you all do too, of our fiscal responsibilities going forward, and if we're not there and we can't present that to the board and everybody else the way it needs to be, at least we're going to explore those options. So I think Tim's right, Janet's right. There didn't seem to be a lot of them wanting to change that. However, you know, they said everything is still, I don't know how it's moving slowly or if it's moving at all, but.
I guess I didn't get the impression they were going to take it back, though. I guess that's maybe where I misunderstood, but I didn't think they were.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I think they're kind of like, well, the ball's in our court now.
I get it.
And so we'll see where that leads us. We'll see where that leads us. So those are those two things. Janet, anything else?
Yeah, I was just at the Bridging Nebraska Digital Divide, which is another priority area for ARPA. And so that was very interesting. I didn't get to stay for the local because after they broke up, each local group was going to kind of talk about their opportunities. But it was pretty apparent that partnering with local public power districts is really important because they've already got right-of-ways, they've got poles, they've got everything in place. So if you can partner with your local rural electric, they've got virtually every home has electricity. Mm-hmm. So partnering with them for broadband access. One of the things we're struggling with in Dakota County is we haven't had enough people do the speed test to figure out if we've got, you know, where our gaps are. One of the other things that was brought up is it's not just households, it's actually with ag farming, precision farming, and trying to figure out, you know, where you need fertilizer. And, you know, it's getting pretty sophisticated, so it's actually acres. I mean, you need access to upload data at virtually every acre of your county if you're ag based. So it's not just your houses. So it was very interesting, and I think maybe that's some of the other ARPA applications we have in, possibly. I don't know. I didn't get the impression. It sounded like a lot of providers were putting in applications. I'm not on the ARPA committee, so I don't know.
No.
Nope.
Okay. NTC has one.
They do? Yeah. Oh, we have one.
Okay.
We have one.
Okay. So, yeah, that's... Like I said, busy week for me.
Okay. Larry, anything?
No. I think maybe I was all I went to. Yeah, I went to that simple thing, but nothing new, really. And then the way I went to the planning zoning, but then there was no one forum, so everything kind of shortened. And, you know, I didn't have enough people there, so I didn't.
Darn.
Didn't bother me too much. It wasn't very big. Wasn't going to be a big meeting anyway.
Nothing too hot on the agenda, huh?
No. Really one guy.
Troy?
LEC had an insurance increase. We talked about they're going to do some painting in there. I think they've already got some new carpet, maybe all the new carpet put in. And they've talked about doing some new 911 signs in rural. And I talked to Brent in the roads department, and we could get somebody once in a while for to put some signs up here and there if they want to get going on that. So the signs we have not held up the best, and I think they have some better ones that they can put up.
Okay. I was at a Northeast Nebraska Aging meeting on Thursday in Norfolk, and then back on Friday for the NACO meeting. Pretty informative on the NACO. Had another ARPA discussion on that for more clarification. Not really anything that we haven't looked at already. Yeah, people are, you know, boards just like us are deciding how to, you know, go about spending their ARPA funds. So
it'll be smart to get it earmarked where it's going to go sooner than later.
2024, we have to have, December 2024, we have to have it obligated.
If we had it obligated, like, it's,
we can do it, we can obligate it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They won't get bothered no more by anybody else.
Right, and December 2026, we have to have it spent.
Yeah.
So many projects we do, have to, that's the two dates that we have to be.
So with new faces around here, we get changed around considerably after the first year.
Possibly. That's all I have. Joan, I'm sorry. Did you have anything? No? All right. Item 5, mail and or emergency business. Seeing none, and we will not have a quorum, so can we adjourn this one?
Can we just adjourn since there's no
quorum? Yeah.
Is that quorum?
So,
there is.
There is a quorum. Isn't this a quorum?
For the city?
Oh,
city,
the
school,
the,
county.
There's a recess. Item 6 is the recess, but okay. We will not recess because Troy.
Can't call it to order again or anything.
Right.
So okay. Myself and Troy are going to the meeting at the city county school. So we are adjourned.
We are adjourned. Okay.
Yeah.
I just looked at my watch.
Yeah,
watch it early. Right. What you have? 4:37. Okay. Did you have when we opened that public hearing? What is the quorum anyway?
I didn't have my phone in my pocket.
So I have
306. Is that what it is? So
I
think.
Okay. 306.
Okay. I didn't know really what it was.
Those are the four things. Okay. Okay.